W2PUT, W2PUT, WFSM. W2PUT, W2PUT.
ADMH mobile.
What are you doing with mobile?
Working.
I thought you did. You work in an office now. You don't do that, correct?
Oh, come on. 90% of the time I'm in the office. When I gotta do memory upgrades is when I gotta go somewhere.
Alright.
Well, what's Fred up to?
Site got connectivity back, so I'm working on updating things on it. So I'm doing that right now.
Sounds like a load of fun. I'm heading back to the office right now. I had a client complain of their computer being really, really slow. So I logged in and looked in Task Manager and it only had 8 gigs of RAM. And 7.9 of it was being used.
There's your clue, mister.
I don't really understand why laptops that ship with Windows 11 ship at all with 8 gigs of RAM, because that's not enough.
Word processing, yes, but that's about it.
90% of what this person was doing was in Google Chrome. So, Chrome likes to eat that for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Yeah, I got one tab open and Chrome will eat that up.
Yeah. Remember when that wasn't a problem?
Well, there you go. Well, my parents, I just hung up with my parents there. So, they're the other side of ping-conning right now. But I was looking for Dan a little bit ago. Because I know he's up too, so. Good. Nope. The site just got connectivity back, so I'm going through and checking everything and doing updates. Resynchronizing. That right now. We're supposed to have today is the View Lady Classic Golf Tournament, and I was asked to make an appearance, but I'm like, I don't know if I really want to get dressed up and put on my golf clothes and go, yeah.
Yeah, you'll have that. Also, quick question, are you on a site that's co-located with APRS? Because it sounds like APRS is getting into your machine there, because it makes your signal get real weak, and then it comes back, and it only gets weak for about a second.
No, it's probably this rig. Let me switch to the other one. All right, let's see if this one's better.
Okay. It was only every once in a, every 45 or every minute or so. So I guess we'll see if it keeps doing it. But sounds different. Sounds like a Motorola desk mic.
D710 is just on a magma outside on the ground. And it's PA is, yeah, so
you can fart and it moves, but we're the receiver that is the only thing there, so there's no ECRS at that site or anything. Across the street there is, but not at that site.
Okay, interesting, because at the beginning of your transmission it did it again. That's interesting.
Well, I'm watching it, the signal meter, because the ECRS digi is across the street. I'm just going to leave it hang here for a second, but I doubt, unless the ECRS digi across the street is getting in. Hold on, what is my input? 144.590 instead of 144.39. Did it just drop right there?
Yeah, it did it like three times during that transmission.
I bet you the ECRS digi across the street de-sensing it. That's hilarious.
Yeah. I thought I recognized something like that.
Well, I'll switch back to this one. Yeah, the APRS digi. Let me measure the distance here. Yeah, APRS digi is 2,000 feet away.
That might do it. Well, how much vertical separation is there between those antennas? Is there a lot, or are they about the same height?
I don't think, I want to say this receiver is up a little higher, but you got to think, because this, I'm just coming into a single receive site, because this is voted. You know, this repeater's voted, so the receive site I'm coming into is just, there's no cans on it, because it's a single antenna type of thing. So that would make sense then, the APRS digi across the street, because this receiver I'm getting voted in on is, 2,000 feet on one side of the highway versus the other side of the highway.
Yep. Slap a can on there, notch 144.39, call it a day.
Yeah, I have a single can too, because I used to have that site. We used to have to notch out the the Marty, the VHF Marty for, oh, there it went. I just saw it on the meter drop, and I'm not strong enough into the other receive site to switch over to the other receive site. That's hilarious.
Sounds like a good time.
What's funny is it's never done this. Are we having an enhancement this morning, maybe?
I don't know. The APRS rig in the car hasn't been going insane, so I wouldn't say that there's a crazy enhancement going on right now.
Well, for the moment, I'll just stop the digi, because that's easy to do. The digi's been there for over a year now, so this would be a first, but when I did have the can I think was like on 160-something, 161-something for the Marty STL link originally, because we pulled all that stuff out, they didn't have the VHF Marty there anymore, but they did have a UHF Marty, but we pulled that out. So, because they're using all IP stuff now for the radio stations.
They were using VHF for STL. That's an interesting choice.
Yeah, for the studio remotes, it was a VHF for queuing. So for queuing, you'd have VHF, and then UHF return, and vice versa sometimes.
Oh, okay, understood. All right, well, I'm just about to pull into the parking structure, and I'm going to leave this heater in here, so. Catch you later. Any EMH mobile?
FM, WFSM.
Yeah, we've been up for almost 2 weeks now.
think we're heading back end of next week. Mission has some stuff in Milan, Ann Arbor area, you know, the week of the 13th there. So, yeah, we'll be up for a bit longer. All right, catch you later. WDC Mobile.
Yeah, very good. Well, if you come by my way, but, you know, if you're going down 23 or something, just leave them somewhere where I can find them there. And if I happen by, I'll come grab them. It's not super pressing, but I appreciate the effort. We're going camping this weekend, too. Either Boyne or Elmira, both private campgrounds, not been to either one. And the Polish Festival's in Boyne this weekend, so it just puts me closer to the pierogi. 73W8RPM.
Wait, where's the pierogies, WSO?
Where's the pierogies? The Polish Festival's in Boyne. I don't think it's... I think it's Boyne Falls, but it's one of them.
Boyne... It's this weekend. That's right, in Boyne Falls. Okay.
Yes, it is this weekend. That's a certainty. And I wouldn't have bet money which Boyne, but, you know, close enough to each other, just a little drive down M-75.
All right. Hi, Dan. Bye, Dan. I heard Ron, but then Dan said hello to you first, so I let him say hello to you first.
It's the thought that counts.
I found it funny. My parents were just got off. It's 68. And we're going right by your, you know, they could throw a stone at you, and you came on the air. I'm like, oh!
Yeah, I've kept my little Grodger Peter either on the radar hub, or there are times when I'll leave it on either your V or your U. But for some reason the VHF side of the big stick that's functioning as the UHF repeater antenna, it doesn't like that 3-1 repeater. Yet the camper setup, which is literally 20 feet away in the driveway and a little lower, works fine on that system. So I must just be in a null or something.
Yeah, I was wondering, because when I was up last or week ago, week and a half ago, whatever it was, I noticed, like, if I went 5 feet one direction, 3-1 was full scale, and I would lose 7-4, and vice versa. And then even when I was in Lansing downtown, I was like, how the heck am I roaming over to Mackinac?
Yeah, I don't... So I went by the tower just the other day. I think it was Sunday, because we went out to Bliss to go to the polo matches. And I drove by that tower, and I think you guys are the only two sticks on there. I'm not even sure whose tower that is or how it ended up there. But is it, which one's on top and which one's lower? And the lower one, because it's on the north side of the tower, I think it's probably super lobey to the south.
I don't know. And that's the CCE site there, so, but I don't remember what's on. I think we're receiving both at top and then transmitting lower. So they're both transmitting, I thought, on the lower, but Ho would know better.
Yeah, did that used to be a receive site for the VHF?
And transmit.
Oh, interesting. Interesting. I didn't know that. I thought it might have been U of M, you know, because that, I think that's on the U of M property. If it's not, it's right next to it, but anyhow. So you're no longer up here. It's a beautiful day today. The air quality is good. It's like 19 or something, but it's a little bit hazy. But it's haze, not smoke, so I'm not complaining.
Yeah, we were up for the smoke. We were up for the smoke wheat. Day before we came home, Sunday was about the best day, you know, air-wise, but, yeah. So, no, my parents are headed back up. It's my brother's birthday tomorrow, so. They're coming across 68 right now, coming up to Mission, it looks like, so they're almost there.
Yeah, normally that's my route, too, but I was in Wolverine, so I'm going across Wolverine Road at the moment. Do you guys ever go to the Polo in Bliss? That's pretty cool, especially for free.
No, about as far west as I went this trip was, we went to the Polish kitchen and had food there up in Harbor, and then on our way out of town, we stopped at the pretzel place in Petoskey and then came down 31 that way. Or down 131, I mean, sorry. But that's about as far. I didn't get north of Atlanta at all. I didn't go to Mackinac or any of that stuff. We stayed right around the cabin the whole week.
You know where I got, next time I'm downstate, I need to try, is it pronounced Chapskis? It's a Polish buffet in Milford. Man, that place is just getting raving reviews.
It's, Sapaskis or Chapaskis? I can't remember. I've heard of it, I just haven't gone to it yet.
Man, I think it's pronounced Chapskis or Chaskis. It's CZ. But underneath on their sign, it's like, just say Chapskis. But can't really beat a good Polish buffet. I could, the good Polish restaurants back around home, you know, Plymouth and Livonia, you know, I could eat Nalishniki all day long, and better than I am. And it grows on you, it's comfort food, you can eat it all the time, but if you eat too much, it's like, God, you know, get a fryer or barbecue or something. You know, these people eat pierogi every day, and it gets old. Then you crave it when you don't have it.
Something's getting into 1-1.
Something with the right tone? What's that all about?
I don't know. Let me log in.
There you go. You made it quiet. Alright, I'm getting into town here, so be around all day. We wait RPM. Thanks for stopping by.
No, I heard you. I figured at least say hello. Because I didn't say anything when I was up last week, so. W8FS.
KW.
KDCW.